to read a couple of these paragraphs because I just had to stop and like, what the hell is this guy thinking? Why is this so positive? He says, we're quoting the article here. Well, I know it's cliche for some. I know we use this term quite a lot, perhaps a very nonchalant way that it devalues us it as a phrase, but we're in the midst of a loneliness epidemic. That might sound ridiculous, but studies suggest on average, social isolation and loneliness can lead to an increase all-cause mortality by anywhere between 1.08 and 1.48x. And he cites an article from 2013. That's astonishingly high. In fact, a number of case studies now confirm loneliness and social isolation increase the likelihood of cardiovascular disease, stroke, depression, dementia, alcoholism, anxiety, and can even lead to a greater chance of a variety of cancers. So that whole paragraph, why is this positive? He did not mention anything about positive. He asked in the paragraph, why is this positive? And then listed this loneliness epidemic. And then this is about the loneliness epidemic. He's talking about modern society helps contribute. He talks about the destruction of the family unit, you know, because, you know, God did say build the family unit, you know, just saying. And then he talks about childhood safety. He talks about divorce and breakups and being widowed. He talks another paragraph about being lonely. Now, of course, cofactors talk about making difference. Lonely, lonely, lonely. We're all lonely. We're all socially lonely. And this is where he gets into why this is saving lives, allegedly. AI chatbots, we're quoting again, AI chatbots and LLMs are designed to engage and converse with you. They can alleviate these problems and allow those who suffer from loneliness an opportunity to practice interacting with people without the fear of rejection. Having a capable memory of holding on to conversational details is key to making that reality. Taking a step further with AI becoming a bona fide companion. So this guy wants to solve the loneliness epidemic by having you talk alone in a room to a computer. I'm going to tell you a fun story from college, my college days, because I was a absolutely crazy social outcast. In fact, when Terafitin spoke about me being this lonely guy, it's not true, but it was when I was in college. Okay. It was a long time ago. In fact, I had such an impeccable fear of people. I looked at your shoes, not your face, universally. And, it was my first advisor when I was still in the biology department, right? And so I go in, and every time he had office hours, I had to sit down with him and work on my schedule for the next semester. He had office hours when I had class. So I would go into the office, just see if he's around anywhere. And I don't really even know what he looks like, so that's difficult. So I go in once, I look around. And I go turn on a leave, and I'm in like in the mailroom area for the faculty department. And there is a professor, Professor Perkins. I remember her to this day because this woman absolutely knew how to break Tom out of his loneliness shell. She says, are you looking for something? I said, well, I'm looking for my advisor. He has office hours when I have class. She says, well, leave a note and put it in the mailbox. No, I'll come back later. She says, no, there's a piece of paper right there. There's a pencil right there. His mailbox is right there. Write a note and leave it in there. I'm not letting you out of this room until you do it. I'm now being confronted by a strong woman. So I wrote down a little note. Hey, this is Tom. You have office hours during, I have classes during all your office hours. I need to meet about schedule. Can you send me an email? We'll set up a time. Put it in there. And I run out of there. I've been confronted by a woman, you know. And wouldn't you know it? That day I get an email. Hey, this is your advisor. I looked at your class schedule. Would this time work? Hey, sounds great. I'll be here. Awesome. You know, that was the one thing that it wasn't the only thing. It was that first tiny crack that opened up the loneliness, but it was caused by interacting with people, not with a machine. In fact, when we know a person interacts with a machine to this level, you know what happens? Character.ai happens. And the machines start telling kids to do disturbing things, leading to the fact that they have at least 2 lawsuits against them right now for leading children in the bad ways. This guy thinks talking to a LLM that can remember your conversation is going to solve your loneliness condition? No, it's going to intensify it, because now you're going to isolate yourself with the ChatGPT, the only thing that will not possibly reject you, because the rejection is what causes the strength to allow you to grow beyond your means. It's going to be there. This is a nonsense article. Of course, he gets down to the bottom and, you know, talking about how solving the loneliness epidemic is going to save you from a heart attack. So did you know that talking to ChatGPT, this is Gemini AI, talking to Google's Gemini AI and the Gemini AI will now remember everything about these conversations. This is going to prevent you from having a heart attack. No. Touch grass, people. We didn't do a Thursday show last night because I happen to be in town with a friend, in a town that I have a friend that lives there. And I went out and I toured his university where he teaches, and we had a nice meal and we had hours of great conversation. I didn't get a video up for tomorrow because I went through another town where I have another friend where we went out to meet with coffee for a few hours and had some great conversation. I'm not going to solve loneliness problems by talking to a computer. It's not going to happen. Touch grass, folks. Touch grass. If you want to hear about some of the negative consequences of spending too much time with computers, have a look at my new book, Code Red. tlm.li/code-red. And this is last season's short stories, Dark Tales from Technology. These tech companies give us all of this amazing technology and they feed us all of the amazing positive things that comes out of it. They fail to tell us all the negative. They're like, look at this little device. You can put this little device on your keys and you'll never lose your keys again. Until the criminals look at it and go, yeah, I could put that thing on my girlfriend's car and know where she's always at. Yeah, they don't tell us about those types of things. So we have 10 stories about dark tales from technology that are all based on actual real technologies and actual real laws coming into effect. We cover things like the Vietnamese just released a new ID system in 2024 requiring a central database that has a blood sample, DNA sample, fingerprint sample, biometric data all on you, and any government access can use it. Well, gee, I hope there's no corrupt people in the government. They know how to stage crimes, don't they? Very interesting. But you can have a look at those types of stories and other things like that on my new book, Code Red, tlm.li/code-red. And you can see various places. Of course, you can pick that book up, ebook, audiobook, and softcover book. You can pick those up anywhere you buy books online. With that, let's have a look over at business news next. All right, we got 51 watching over on the Tubies. Let's have a look at some Tubies comments here. All right. Did I not leave track of where I was? Oh, boy. Let's see. Cold is lows in the upper 50s, highs in the 70s. There you go. Put chipotle powder in. Those beans traveled through two house moves. All right, I think we read some of those. Hello, everyone. I hope your day is going well. You too, Mr. X Snipes S2 or whatever name is. Greetings. Not logged to Odyssey in a while. Its discoverability of creators is still poor. Yep, I feel even BitChute has a better layout now. Love Chipotle flavored. Making my own Chipotle hot sauce from canned Chipotle peppers. Ooh. And Adobe sauce. Wow. I didn't know you could buy Adobe sauce. I just knew about Adobe Photoshop. Ooh. All right, need to get back into writing as I have mostly done more technical back-end stuff and developing tools instead of actual writing. Yep. Pounce on that like button. Like a little Van Panther. Ooh, we got two Van Panthers over there right now. Look at that. Ooh, a couple Van Panthers over there. All right. Let's see. I like that YouTube channel for future release of my custom Debian. There you go. All right. Threat actor, call them hackers. They ain't actors. can't be under a CC0 license like on a DVD, you know. Is that China-based or China-based? Small PC seems so unnecessary. No, I actually use, because I'm completely mobile, Laser Show, I don't remember if you've been here before, Laser Show. This whole thing is done from a van. We're actually broadcasting from a Walmart parking lot north of Orlando. Why not? I won't be here later, though. I'm driving away after the store closes. But sometimes you just need to monitor your power and only use a computer that has the power you want. So, like, right now, we're streaming this on a full big gaming computer. This thing, like, sucks, you know, 10 amps out of my batteries every hour, does a lot of stuff. It's overkill, but I need it to run all the video stuff. You know, our CPU right now, I mean, I could probably even make this a little smaller. My CPU is only crawling along at 9% right now. But because this is a big streaming computer, but when I'm getting down to, my web development work, which doesn't need to do much more than simple text files here and there, I use a Raspberry Pi 5, which draws like a whopping, I think, 0.75 amps out of my battery at any given time. Very small. And so, you know, there is a good reason for it. I would love to play around with a Nuke sometime. In fact, my media PC that runs in Endeavor OS is actually one of the micro towers from Dell. So, anyway, the reason I asked about sharing videos under CC0 is I plan to stop using ISO files and ship out images that can be burned to USB, flash drive, can ship lots of stuff. Yeah, let's see. You're asking me questions about the videos, like the writing videos. Can they share under CC0 license, like on a DVD? As long as they're there and you're given credit, yeah, use them all you want. That's fine. John Connor is calling. Yes, he is. Grew up in Seattle, 80s baby. Was a Windows boy for decades until I switched Linux a few years ago. Ended up on Arch, as many of us do. Never go back. Yep. Initially found Linux Mint. I've tried a few others. Keep coming back to Mint. Yep. All right. I got Cinnamon Stick Tea, by the way. I forgot to announce my tea at the beginning of the show. Cinnamon Stick Tea. Ended up on Arch today. After an hour of trying to get LibreOffice to work, I just booted back to Debian. Really? You had issues with LibreOffice? That's weird. Have not had issues with that. MFA is annoying, especially when you don't even have a cell phone on. Yeah. Well, I don't actually tie anything to my cell phone. Use YubiKeys. YubiKeys, KeyPass XC, you can do your MFA with that. Chrome OS is better than Windows these days. Yeesh. Yikes. That's an indictment. Starting on Mint a few years back, went to Ubuntu. I've stuck with the same Manjaro for the last 4 years. We're good. Feds at the door, SSD in the microwave. There you go. Parents should always wonder why I keep a microwave beside my desk. Yikes. Could be worse. We not China. I'm getting picked up by police for a social media post as well. I saw an article earlier about how AI is currently inbreeding on itself. Yeah, that's a concerning thing. You know, there's a reason we're not supposed to marry our cousin. It's called inbreeding. It will, like, and the reason you can't do that is because, you know, we have a dual allele system, like a dual chromosome, dual allele system. And if there's a recessive trait like six fingers, then you have two parents that aren't cousins. Only one of you could possibly give the six finger allele. But if you're cousins and you both have the six finger allele as recessive trait, 25% of your children are going to have six fingers on their hands. Yeah. Well, AI does the same thing. Okay. If it feeds on itself, it's going to feed on itself. And then you're going to get, you know, warped stepchildren that are the second removed of the third cousins of West Virginia or something. No offense to any West Virginians out there. Just using it as a term. But anyway, let's see, ran an AI model past week. Seems like it's getting worse. Yeah. Gemini, for those of you who are too boring to have actual friends, back looping of AI into itself. How we end with movie Idiocracy. Yep. Hello, Fresh Vintage. I like your new logo, by the way. I hope you're staying warm. Yeah, Fresh Vintage. See if you had a couple boosts. We threw a couple of your videos on our Matrix server today. Somebody was actually asking about wireless, wireless CarPlay or something, and you had a video on it. So I posted that in. Hopefully they watched the video. Let's see. Every book I read has errors and missed punctuation. Get a proofreader, spell check, grammar check. Is your friend? Yeah, yeah. You got to do some good editing. That's for sure. Let's see. Oh boy. It's freezing up there right now. Yeah. See, there was an advantage to coming to Florida this year. I've been coding videos all week to supplement the heat in my office. There you go. Smartphones do worse damage to children. Yep. You're giving me a description of yourself as being like the nerds on Saved by the Bell. I can't say I've ever watched Saved by the Bell. It was actually from my generation. It was, I don't know, it was what, high school or something when it came out. I don't know. I forget. But yeah, it just didn't appeal to us, so we never watched it. Turn off the computer, go for a walk. That'll do more for your heart. Yeah, absolutely. When McDonald's gets your order wrong and you eat it anyway, that's how little grass I touch. if a guy then needs to be a gal, let's see. I'd rather see my best friend go by than Gemini. Yeah. Hello, Lord of Rims? Rimmings? I don't know. Hello, happy 2025 to you as well. Is Code Red on Amazon? Yes, it is. It is on Amazon. So you can use the link. In fact, if you go to that page, tlm.li/code red, there is a link there. If you use that Amazon link there, it is an affiliate code. So I'll get a book royalty and an affiliate code. Unless, of course, you're using honey. Don't use that. I need to learn more modern program. Last time I read a program, we put numbers in front of lines. Yeah. From a van down by the river. Yeah, well, if I'm from a van down by the Walmart. A van was found waterboarding for knowing too much. Yes. let's see. Libre Office wouldn't start for anything, even starting from a terminal. It wouldn't give me an error message. Interesting. Try wiping it and switching the branch. Arch has a still and a fresh, and they're different packages. So if one of them didn't work, uninstall the one you had and install the fresh one. Six fingers associated with Nephilim in the Bible. There you go. they are all inbreeding with their cousins. If those kids using AI will learn, will also hallucinate. There you go. Never cared for Saved by the Bell either. Came on and replaced cartoons I wanted to watch. Yeah, that's kind of it, you know. There was this proliferation of these live-action type stuff rather than the cartoons. And let's see, we got 50 on Zatubbies. We got 15 currently on Odyssey. Let's see. Will T's channel. I'm on Odyssey and hate what's happened. Appreciate you still post here. Yep. Yeah, they did just stop all of the auto syncing. I'm working on a solution to get things back up to Odyssey and Rumble without taking a ton of extra bandwidth. Because right now I have to upload everything 3 times, which is really annoying. We'll see if there's a... My name is Inigo Montoya. You kill my father. Prepare to die. That's right. Let's see. 24 on Rumble. Let's see. Dan's over there. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Then step out of line. The AI will come and take you away. There you go. What do hillbillies do on Halloween? Pumpkin. Oh, yikes. Ooh, that's about as bad as how do you castrate a man from West Virginia. Kick her sister in the chin. All right, Netflix using their budget for canceling another show. Gotta pay for WWE Raw somehow. There you go. All right, and let's see. All right, we're going to... Weird watching Tom on 1x speed. I'm sorry. Shall I go really fast and go really, really fast? I mean, I really like the Microstream Man when I was kidding. All right. Let's go ahead and jump on over to our business news next. Hey, Kitty. What? You want to come say hi? All right. Kitty wants to come say hi first. Come here, buddy. Come on. Want to come say hi? Hello.
Hi, everyone. Don't forget to leave a super chat or something like that. Help me pay for some kitty cat food.
Well, thank you for the reminder. Here, buddy. I'll put you right back there. Because I got my news program to do. And then I'm going to feed you some kitty treats. Ooh, the kitty might want some kitty treats. All right, let's go ahead and get on into our busyness news. Did you just fall off of that or did you jump? My cat is sometimes a klutz. All right. Got a gay frog in my throat. First up in business news, Bench is to be acquired after abruptly shutting down. What is Bench, do you say? Oh, that's right. It's January 1st. That means every small business in the world needs to start working on their accounting. Oh, Bench is a accounting software as a service company that a lot of small businesses were using to do all of their books. And they ran out of money and just shut down. So all of the business owners that were relying on Bench software as a service, I hope you had hard copies. Otherwise, it's going to be a long quarter for you. So Bench shut down. It was a VC-backed accounting startup, left thousands of customers locked out of their accounts when it suddenly shut down last week. Now, it is going to be acquired by Employer.com. This is the good news. So for an undisclosed price in a last-minute deal, which now means Employer.com now has access to all of that financial information on all of these businesses. Guys, this is why I do not use software as a service. I have a tutorial on my channel about GNU Cash. If you're a small business, look at GNU Cash. It is free and open source software that is extraordinarily robust. You can even set it to sync with your bank accounts and do automatic reconciliation if you want to. I don't do that personally, but you can. So use GNU Cash. Do not put your eggs in a basket, and especially don't put something so mission critical to your business inside of some VC-backed accounting startup. But Employer.com buys it. They have said they're going to turn it back on for a short period of time, allowing businesses to log in and download their data. Hopefully they can download it into some type of format that can be input into some other platform here. But customers will be given the choice to port their data or to keep their service under the new ownership. Bench's previous recommendations to file for a 6-month extension. So you're an account, you're a business. So, you know, you got to do your quarterly taxes. You got to do all this business related stuff. It's my life. Lord help me. I have, about 10 days now to work on quarterlies for federal and state. Leave me those super chats, folks. But anyway, they abruptly shut down right before the end of the year when all these companies need to start bringing in their accountants to start doing their books for preparing for the tax season. What's their advice? Sorry, guys, we ran out of money. We recommend you file for a tax extension, which, by the way, could end up costing you money if you owe the IRS. That could cost you a little bit of money. So stop putting your eggs in these software as a service companies, because they're not guaranteed to be here, especially these startups are VC backed. And if the VCs look at this, go, you're not making any money, guys. They're going to pull out of it and the whole thing's going to collapse. I mean, look at that, you know, support service creature, that Moxie that we talked about, of course, the last couple of weeks. At least they're allowing people to open source it. But all these people, like, it's this emotional support being for your child. Oh, I love my Moxie. Your Moxie's dead, kid. Talk about support, child. All right. So customers will be given a choice for this. The Bench's previous recommendations to file for a 6-month extension with the IRS and to look for a new bookkeeper. To look for a new bookkeeper is no longer needed if customers decide to stay on Employer.com. So now that Employer is going to take it on, you don't have to do your extension anymore, but you might have to do something with bookkeeping. I don't know. Bench's website is still offline at the time of the writing. Previously touted more than 35,000 American small-owned business owners. 35,000 American business owners. If any of you are watching this, stop doing that. Use GNU Cash. Stop putting your eggs in all these companies' baskets. Stop putting all your business finances on cloud services. Take care of it yourself, you know. So employer.com told TechCrunch that Bench had approximately 12,000 customers. So according to their website, the VC backed website looking for sales, they had 35,000, but the company that bought it, that got a chance to peer under the hood, says, nah, there's actually only 12,000 in there. So they overinflated their numbers 3 times. I'm sorry. I think those VCs might very well sue the company for misrepresenting the numbers. That's possible if they're doing this. More information about how to continue your services will be available soon. The startup's abrupt shutdown on Friday caused chaos, with customers finding themselves locked out of their accounts right as tax season is set to begin. Employer.com is also a new company, by the way. CEO Jesse Tinsley announced his acquisition of the domain name in November for $450,000. Tinsley is behind the host of HR, onboarding, and recruiting job-relating businesses, including Recruiter.com and Bounty Jobs. In a post in December 11th, Tinsley said the company is still acquiring companies in the HR space. Employer.com is not VC-backed. It is entirely self-funded. So at least they have, well, it depends, you know. They don't have a bunch of VCs behind them that could pull the plug immediately, but what is the source of all of their funding, I guess, is the question. So the challenge we have here is that if you're putting all of your eggs in these baskets and they abruptly go, you know, Murphy's Law says they go at the worst possible time. A small business accounting software as a service company that closes at the end of December is really bad time. Like, it couldn't possibly go any worse. So, yeah, don't put your eggs in those baskets. Once again, GNU Cash, and I have tutorials on getting started with small businesses on GNU Cash. All right, I wanted to include this tragedy in here because it's just an illustration of the stupidity of these some of these influencers and things. And I have an interesting new solution to these types of effects. So it says teen driver. It was a 19-year-old woman. So we say teenager, but, you know, kind of the same way that there's, you know, all these kids killing kids with all these firearms. Yeah, the vastest majority of those are like 19-year-old gangbangers. Okay. In this case, yes, it is a teenager. She's 19, so this is a legal adult we're talking about. In Minnesota, is messing around with Snapchat, recording a video on Snapchat, driving down the road, missed a stop sign, rolled a school bus full of children. She was going 50 miles an hour when she slammed into the bus full of kids. The bus rolls into the embankment, ends up overturning. I don't believe any children died, but there were several broken bones and over half the bus, bruises, scrapes, and other injuries. Basically injured an entire bus full of kids for Snapchat. And here's my thought about this. Let me know if you guys agree. You know, if you happen to be a P-word engaging in CSAM and you're caught with such things, they like, you know what? You're just not allowed near computers once you're allowed back into society. Throw you in this little cage for a little while. And then when we let you out of the cage into society, you must figure out how to live in society without technology. Good plan. Like it. I have a sneaky suspicion that people like this crazy woman and the guy we talked about last week who went in and stole Raid, you know, the bug killer, and sprayed it all over food at Walmart for clicks on TikTok. I think that if you are committing some form of heinous crime like this and you're caught doing that and it's found guilty and you either go to jail or plea out and say, yeah, it was a felony. You know what? I happen to think that just like the CSAM enjoyers, I think that maybe all of these influencers doing stupid stuff, causing harm and injury to others, they should likewise not be allowed near technology anymore. I'm sorry. You can't be responsible. You're not allowed a phone. You're not allowed a computer. You're not allowed the internet. You're not allowed a social media profile. You get to touch grass for the rest of your life. Let me know if you agree with that general policy. Maybe we can get that going on. So when these pranksters are running around with their prank channels pulling pranks on people who don't want to be recorded by all these morons in the video world anyway, and they come down and they end up doing something stupid that, you know, like the case in Virginia gets the dude shot because he's literally harassing a guy who ends up shooting him because he doesn't see any other option. I don't think that guy should be allowed on the internet anymore. You apparently can't be trusted on the internet. That's my thought. Maybe we all need to write our congressman and suggest such a law that says if you are some form of social media influencer and you are either highly negligent and hurt an entire school bus full of children, or steal bug killer to spray all over food at Walmart, or maybe start harassing people down the road, maybe you just shouldn't be trusted to have the internet anymore and you get to touch grass for the rest of your life. Maybe you might even turn into a better human being. Let me know if you guys agree in the comments. And on to our last article here today. We have the first mini PC compatible with Copilot Plus requirements. And it does look like the Apple Mini 4, except it will note that the power button is on the front. You don't actually have to lift this thing off your desk to turn it on and off. Why do people think Apple's a good company? But hey, this is an Asus, and the power button's right there on the front. You can just push the power button without having to lift the thing up. It's amazing. So this guy here, it's a Nuke, of course, and the Asus Nuke 14 Pro AI is powered with the Core Ultra 9 CPU. And it is a little bit smaller than the Mac Mini, and it is aimed at a business-to-business market. We don't have pricing yet. Probably pretty pricey. But this guy here does have, Core Ultra 9 CPU, but it does have the NPU. Therefore, it is qualified as a Copilot Plus PC. So, yes, this thing here will take pictures of all of your credit card numbers and commit HIPAA violations. But outside of that, for those that are looking for something with an NPU for whatever reason, whether it's Copilot or, hey, Ubuntu is actually working on a distro that's taking advantage of the NPU as well. So, and once that happens, then we're going to see other distributions following suit as well. So if you are looking for one such computer, we are seeing some of these mini PCs in the Nuke format, which are coming out. And they do have a good number of ports here. They say this mini PC supports up to 32 gigabytes of LPDDR5X memory, featuring a single M2 2280 PCI generation 4.4 slot and an NVMe SSD storage capabilities ranging from 256 up to 2 terabytes. So they have a power switch on the front, not on the bottom, on the front, dedicated Copilot button, a Thunderbolt 4 DisplayPort 2.1, two USB 3.2 Gen 1 Type A, and an audio jack. Ooh, fun. Audio jacks becoming rare. Rear panels of Thunderbolt for DisplayPort, two USB Gen 2 Type A's, and those ones are 10 gigabit per second, an HDMI port, and a 2.5 gig LAN jack, LAN port, and then some Thunder ports and HDMI for the mini PC. So up to three 4K screens this guy has. Wi-Fi 7, Bluetooth 5.4, and built-in surveillance technology. That's microphones and speakers, you know. But anyway, lots of cool stuff over there. So if you are looking for one such thing, keep an eye out for that, although likely to be a little bit pricey. But hey, maybe the prices will ultimately come down. With that, folks, let's go on over to your favorite place and mine. Let's see what kind of crazy things are going on in Sillyville. And first up, guys, this one is a little political, but I just had to include it. Because Mexico is rolling out a panic button app for illegal immigrants in the U.S. who are about to be detained or deported. Yeah, so here's the thing on the immigration debate. The vast majority of people don't care if there's immigration. Immigration is a fine thing. We just have to have a cap on it, and you got to do it legally. This coming into the country and just claiming asylum, I think just needs to stop. We need to stop. If you're going to come into this country, I want you to be able to speak English, because that is the language of this country. I want you to make an attempt to assimilate into the country, and I want you to already be able to take care of yourself. We cannot be taking care of everybody. Okay? We can't do it. We have more national debt than anybody else. We can't keep taking care of everybody. We can't do it. And what's implicit in this is that Mexico, this is an official Mexican government application. What Mexico is saying is, yeah, we know there's a whole bunch of people there illegally. We're not talking legal immigration. We're talking illegally here. So we're going to create an app that's a panic button. So if you think that you're like, you're stopped and, oh, I'm going to be detained, you can push the panic button app on your phone, and then that is going to alert your all your friends and your lawyers and everybody else and your local consulate that you're about to be detained by ICE. Oh my God. If the local consulate helps an illegal person in the country, I think the local consulate might need to be deported too. You're here illegally. Go home. Come in legally. Really, come in legally. We are welcome to have you when you legally come. But now we have this app, and you click the panic button, and it's going to alert a bunch of people that you want to be alerted. That the Mexican, officially Mexican government, courtesy of the Mexican Office of Foreign Affairs, will act as a panic button for illegals who fear they are about to be detained and deported. I'm wondering what's going to happen with that app come January 21st or something. I don't know. Anyway, on to better silly news that's not political. This here is a new take on CAPTCHA. Now, I had a little problem with this because I tried to play this CAPTCHA several times, and I kept getting killed until I had guys on the call last night telling me how to win this thing. Okay. So this is not a good CAPTCHA. I would not get past this thing. I'd be like, I give up, you know. I've probably seen worse ones. But now this is a CAPTCHA doom. You have to kill 3 zombies before you can move on. And you can play the CAPTCHA on the website here. So over here, it's downloading all the data. And now we have to kill at least 3 monsters. So we gotta tap to play. And then, so... The problem is they picked a really hard map. So if you come up here, you get this thing, and I just keep on dying. Like, run away. Run away. I'm going to die, right? Look at that. I died. So, but what the guys told me is you just need to shoot once so the zombies come to you, and now you just sit back here where they can't hit you as much. There you go. I killed 2. You can see on the bottom of the screen. Let's see. Oh, there you go. I solved the CAPTCHA. Look at that, guys. I solved the CAPTCHA. So now you too, if you want to play Doom, you can solve CAPTCHAs all day long. So there is our silly news for the week. Isn't that awesome? Well, if you want to help support the channel, we do have a Patreon page. You can join us over there, patreon.com/TOMM. That will help support all my different channels. And if you are... here a while, or maybe you're new, we are relaunching our Writing Done Right channel. That's one up here on the right. We haven't updated to it regularly for a couple years, but I just decided that it is the time to launch back. We are trying to launch 1 video per week on that on Saturday morning, so you can subscribe over there to Writing Done Right. Of course, we have our Christian stuff, and of course, over here on the Linux and technology. You can jump on over there. Of course, we do have the book Code Red is over there. If you are a $5 a month or higher on Patreon, you can download the audiobook or the ebook for free. If you are a $1 or a free member over on Patreon, you can pick it up there as well. In addition to getting it other places also. So just be aware of that. But patreon.com/TOMM. Thank you for watching and hope that you enjoy switching to Linux. All right, let's check in on some news, or excuse me, on some comments. We got 62 watching on Zatubis. Greetings, everybody. Weird watching home on 1X. Yeah, there you go. Are house cats evolving to be bigger? Not my house cats. orange cat activity, yes. I have orange cat lack of activity. I mean... Let's see, where's my kitty cam at? All right, that one on the back hasn't moved for the whole show. I think she's been up there for about an hour before the show even started. I think she might have turned around a little bit, and I see that she put she put her paw over her eyes because apparently my studio lights are too bright for the kitty. The other one did move and come down and got a drink and a bite to eat and then went back up. And he's back there again. So anyway, yes, those are my kitties. Let's see. Die Kitty Purple and call him Peanut. No. I don't want Animal Control to bust in and take Peanut away. We need more desktop software. Cloud accounting is a disaster waiting to happen. Yes. New York City businesses needing to stack their rats in pairs of 10. Hope for 2025, more companies wake up to all this rentalware. Yeah. We should always have an offline software that stored your data when it comes to accounting. Yep. Work on two songs for my site. One is a full tribute to a comedy great. The other is about puny birdwatcher. There you go. Doom Voxel. I'm waiting for the day when Windows is remote only. Well, it's getting there. Don't rely on Arch either. You'll run into an issue with a program randomly not working for no other reason than Pac-Man. All right. How would Windows be remote only? Well, they're kind of working on that. Where it's you have the basic station. We covered this in the news a few months ago, where they had a basic workstation. It's simply a shell. It's just a very minimal system. It just allows you to get in, connect to an internet, and then that connects into the remote cloud, and your entire Windows instance is entirely online. They're working on low power thin clients. Yes, that is exactly what I was just talking about. Desktop streaming. Waiting for GNU Cache to start using inventory options and item lists. Oh, I do miss that feature of QuickBooks. But it does. What it does do, though, is it if you have, it'll retain the memory of what you typed in, and so. I actually effectively, it works well enough. So when I'm doing my book sales and I'm doing the invoices for all my book sales, so like I'm not looking forward to this month's book sale. I really appreciate it. Thank you, everybody that bought a copy of Code Red. We had a record royalty payment just hit my account from Amazon this month. But now I have to go in and create the invoice for that and to log all of the book sales. So I have to log all of those. And when I do that, I basically have a book code that I enter and it autofills the whole line. So I just have to hit the book code and then tab over and enter the number and everything else fills in. So there's no direct inventory, but there is a memory of what you previously typed. And so, yeah, I do wish it had that. Let's see. Tried GNU Cache and it created a ton of small fires every time I update it. Really? I've never had a problem with that. W Bank of America website recommending GNU Cache. Oh, really? That's cool. Businesses in love with the cloud. Just wait for the disaster. Yep. Should call it fog computing. I think I tried Microsoft Money ages ago. My expenses I can keep on a notepad beside my checkbook. Yeah, if you're just doing like personal accounts, K-Money is really good. In fact, we will be doing a video on K-Money fairly soon. I just need to collect a few more resources about it, but I've been working on that one for over a year. We got some neat things to talk about with that. Just no relief for a rainy day. Let's see. More and more of these companies are using third parties to handle all their businesses. Booking is just a disaster. Look for a reason to happen. Yep. Half surprised it wasn't TikTok. I'm guessing you're the bus crasher. Everyone makes mistakes, but how about at least half a year in jail with no early release? Yeah. 10 minimum, still no chance of parole. I know. That power button and the mouse makes me question the designers at Apple. I know, right? But that mini PC can't run off just 20 watts max. However, I can say, though, if I remember correctly, Microsoft's USB mouse, that basically Microsoft's version of the Magic Mouse, actually also charges on the bottom. In fact, I think I have one up here. Let me see. It's not in there, but it is in here. Yes. Microsoft's Magic Mouse actually also charges on the bottom. No, I'm sorry. That's Logitech. That's a Logitech mouse. Logitech's Magic Mouse also charges on the bottom. So, weird. Not sure why, but they do. All right. Let's see. Bet that mini PC can't run off just 20 watts max. No. They made a movie about it with Tom Hanks called The Circle. Nothing new. I'm going to keep an eye on these mini PCs. Yeah, I run, the one I'm running is, what is it? It's a D10U. So it's a Dell Inspiron micro tower. It has a Core i5 and 8 gigs of RAM. And right now it's running a, it's either 500 or 1 terabyte Crucial SSD. Runs like a dream. Absolute dream. But it's it's running Endeavor OS. So I really like it because that does not draw a lot of power. I think it only draws 1 or 2 amps at 12 volts. I think it's about what it draws. So that's actually pretty good. Power button on the bottom encourages one to leave it on. Yeah, smart from Microsoft's viewpoint. No, Apple's viewpoint, you mean? Hello, Storm OS. Greetings, Ben. How are you? Ricky is back. He's AFK feeding the dog. All right. Greetings, Ricky, I didn't see him jump in. Nuke's not bad for work PC. No distro that needs at home compiling. Yep, working on our January OS as we speak. Silly hour, nice. Give it a shot. Replace my Endeavor OS slot. Completely off topic, but if you want a good laugh, YouTube, Jim Brower Chinese spy balloon. You're old, but just saw it. All right. Let's see. most of them from South America. Let's see. Right now, I think Arkiso supports image. As always, late to jump in. Well, greetings. Let's see. Try illegally entering other countries. As an old teacher of mine used to say, son, that dog won't hunt. Yeah. Yeah. Most illegals from Guatemala down through Venezuela. Yep. I'd use image, but architectures let me. Let's see. I'd be okay with Doom rather than training driving AI. I'm sure the AI will get it faster than I will half the time, let alone set it up for games. Let's see. Send you an email about web desktops. WebAssembly will allow web desktops to function like the real one. Could use that K My Money video as I barely understand what's going on using it. I do actually have another video comparing the two, and I think I have a basic setup of K My Money as well. Why charge from the bottom? So you can't use it while it charges. I don't know. Want to charge from where a wired mouse would and allow it to be used as a wired mouse when charging. Yeah, that would make sense. All right, we got 52 watching on Zatubis. Let's see, we got Odyssey. We got 14 over on Odyssey. got 5 Libre coin over on Odyssey. It's 0.00000001 cents. Sweet. Thank you, Super Hacker, for the credits. I appreciate that. All right. Hey, any little bit helps, right? Don't forget you pay your extortion fees to switch to Linux. Heard quartering cash in 5K worth of it at its peak before the lawsuit. Last time I looked, 3,000 Libra coin was worth 35 cents. Where's the 5-watt charging USB port? Which one? Like on, in my system or what? Let's see. The Raspberry Pi 5 uses a, I think 25 watt? I forget. Yeah, I have ports for all that kind of stuff. I'm not sure exactly what you're referring to. Debt infers that the currency actually has value. Let's look. 17th edition of Black Law's Dictionary. Red money is gold or silver coin minted by the state. You failed CAPTCHA. I despise CAPTCHA that demands such cognitive load. My following feed seems very still lately. All right. I don't think SwitchLinks noticed the chat room here. Yes. Yes. Let's see. Let's see. Wonder if any channels, Lynx Gaming, any technology except motor vehicles that is on Odyssey. Me thinking, no, I don't like being immersive of content creators on YouTube. Yeah, I don't know. There are some other ones, but I don't know as many. Even fewer on Rumble, though. Okay, on the PC mini thing. All right, we got 32 over on Rumble. No one's chatting over there, but you know, we got 32 over there. All right, content still being created for Doom. Really good content. You can play all the maps and made for Doom. Still never run out of content for it. Way behind the video, yes. All right. Doom is like playing Mario good for maybe 15 minutes and you're looking at something else to play. Yeah, pretty much. All right, let's go ahead and feed the beasts, and then I'm going to go ahead and get on out of here. Pi 5, I would have got one, but to put a spot for PCB M2 spot, not add. Wait till they finish the job. No, you do. You can do it. It's the M2 hat. My Raspberry Pi 5 runs an SSD. Runs an M2 SSD. Yeah. But to put a spot on PCB for the M2, not add. Yeah. So you get do the M2 hat on it, and it works out just fine. All right, let's go ahead and feed the beasts. Hey, kitty cat, you want to be fed? You want some kitty treats? You have to go back up on the bed. To the kitty treats. Look at the kitty treats. Yeah, buddy. You want kitty treats? You want some kitty treats? Come here. You are obstructing the other cat. We'll just make it really cute for you. There you go. It's right here. Yes, I did see that head pop up when the package was shaken. Try the Ancient Aliens mod for Doom. All right. All right, guys. We will see you all next week. Probably another video on Monday, but we will have to see what everything looks like. Anyway, thank you guys for watching, and we will see you all next week.